You need to listen very, very carefully, because I have a bucket of sweets, and the bucket of sweets is related in a tenuous link, Sharon, to the story, which is linked in turn to you answering questions, okay? So there will be a quiz afterwards, and if you want to avail yourself of the sweets, it tastes better off the floor. You need to listen very, very, very carefully. Now, let me start at the very beginning of the story. The story starts way back in the Garden of Eden. And what you've got is God speaking and creating the world out of nothing. Creates the world, speaks, and it happens. And so, he creates the world in 6 days. He puts man in the Garden of Eden along with a wife. Everything's cushy. Life couldn't be any better. God comes down, meets with man. They meet together. They talk together. God gives one rule. And we've been learning this over the last couple of weeks. God's commands will bring life to those who can keep them and death to those who can't. One command is all he was given. Don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's the one command. Of course, the devil comes in, says to Adam, God's howling out on you. I know it's really class in here and really, really brilliant, but it could be better. It could be so much better because God doesn't want you to be like him. Go ahead and eat of the tree and God, you'll be like God. And what happens is Adam eats of the tree. The world falls into sin. And Adam dies. His children die. Sin enters the world. Violence enters the world. Wrong enters the world. All sorts of trouble, the stuff that you see today, enters the world. So God, the Bible says, is heartbroken. That's actually what it says. It says God said he had pain in his heart because of what he saw. The world was filled with violence. And he thought to himself, do you know, I am really sorry that I have made the world. Really, really sorry that I made it. And you know what? I'm going to destroy the world and I'm going to get rid of it. But then he looked and he saw this man. A fella called Noah. And the Bible says that Noah was a righteous man. Now, we know that there's only been one person who never sinned, so that's not what righteous means. It is a person who was following God. Someone who was in a relationship with God. Noah did some awful things in his life, if you read on in the story. But it wasn't that he was sinless, but it said he walked with God and that he did what God commanded him to do. So God thought, well, you know what? I don't want to destroy Noah and I do want to destroy the world. So he said, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and have a chat with Noah. So God comes down and he starts to speak with Noah. He says, Noah, I want you to build a boat. Man is so bad and so wicked that my heart's broke with him in the things that he's doing and the violence that covers the earth. I want you to build a boat that is 450 feet long. A football pitch, by the way, is 300 feet long. So it's a football pitch and half a football pitch. You can envisage that long. 75 feet wide and 45 feet high. About the height of the ceiling in here. 45 feet. 70 feet wide, 5 feet wide and 450 feet long. I want you to make it out of a certain type of timber. I want you, when you get it done, to cover it and pitch the slimy sort of tarry stuff outside and inside. I want you to put in it 3 decks. Upper deck, lower deck, and middle deck. I want you to put an opening in the side of it. And I want you to put a roof over the top of it. Finish it up to within a foot and a half of the roof. And he said, then I want you to fill it with food for all the animals that I'm going to bring to it. And I want you to make room in it for yourself and your family. Because, Noah, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to flood the earth. I'm going to destroy the whole world with a flood. And only those that are in the ark are going to be saved. And the amazing thing is, the Bible says, Noah believed God. And because he believed God, he did exactly what he had been told to do. Him and his 3 sons. I don't know how that would go down in our house if I brought it home and said, listen, this is what we're going to do. Now, how long do you think it took them to build an ark? 450 foot long, 75 foot wide, no B&Q open. You have to cut all your own timber. You have to put it together with the plans that God's given to you. 10 years? 20 years? 30 years? 40 years? It took them over 100 years to put this ark together, to make it, hammer it, shape it in the way that it should be going. Noah and his 3 sons, apparently that's the first mention of meat in the Bible. Noah took Ham into the ark. Cha-ching. Should we have a drum kit for that? Shem, Ham, and Japheth were his 3 sons. And what happened was they built the ark together, and when the ark was finished, or while it was being built, it was a bit of a local attraction. You can know what it's like yourself if somebody's building a big schmancy house out in the country or something strange. People love to go out and have an area or have a wheel juke over the fence and see what it is they're doing. And so the people would come out and they would look and they'd say, well, listen, what's going on over here? You're building a what? An ark? A boat, right? You're building a boat not near the sea in an area that has never had a flood ever, that really doesn't see a lot of rain, and you're building a 450-foot boat, and you're going to give your life over to building this boat along, and you're going to destroy your children's lives as well by telling them to sign up to the same thing for 100 years, to waste their time building an ark, because an invisible God who you can't see, hear, or touch has told you to do it. Catch yourself on, you nut job. Nutty Noah, the batty boat builder. Your man's an absolute idiot. Have you seen your man down there? He's building a boat, 450 foot long. And you can start to see Noah telling the people. The Bible says that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And he said, listen, God is going to judge your sin for how you live. There's a day coming when he's going to destroy the earth. Please listen. Please come and please get in the boat. Nobody listened. They made fun of Noah. They mocked Noah. There might even have been people in that crowd who were quite pleasant to Noah, friends and neighbours who said, well, oh, you know, each to their own. Sure, you know, you've got your beliefs, Noah, and I've got mine. You do your thing and I'll do what I want to do. And there might even have been people who thought to themselves, this is awful. God's going to destroy the earth with the flood. I'm going to go and get onto that ark. But just not yet. You know, I'm really busy at the minute. I have a load of exams I need to finish for my GCSEs. Or, you know, the family are doing such and such and we're off to Mallorca. They said, maybe when I get home, we're so busy at the minute. There's so many different things I need to be doing before I get on the ark. Noah spoke to the people about their need because it was the only way that they could be saved. But the day came when the last nail went in. Noah was standing about waiting and all of a sudden the bushes started to rustle. And out of the bushes came two elephants. From the other side arrived two giraffes, two alligators, two of every kind of creature. Not like you see in some of the films, you've got Noah wrestling in some sort of comedy sketch trying to gather up all the animals. The Bible says that God sent Noah two of each living creature to save them. According, the Bible says, to their kind. That doesn't mean that he took a Dalmatian and he brought Labradors and he brought... No, kind is a kind of animal. Like canine. Two canines brought onto the boat. Equine. Two horses brought onto the boat. And this is the difference between what evolution and Charles Darwin saw when he came. He saw evolution or changes within kind. Finches breeding with finches to make different types of finches. But you'll never see a finch breeding with an eagle because they're different kinds. And all the different kinds came to Noah to be saved and to be brought onto the ark. And when they were all in and Noah had packed in all the food and everything that was necessary, God spoke to Noah. The Bible tells us what the date was. The day was the 10th of February, if you're going by our calendar. On the 10th of February, God spoke to Noah and said, Noah, in 7 days' time, I'm going to flood this earth. I'm going to wipe it from the planet. And I said, what I want you to do is I want you and your family to go and get into the ark. Can you imagine? They went up the ramp and they sat in the ark. The Bible says that Noah believed God. God said it, Noah believed it, and so they went and they got on board. Can you imagine how silly the family felt? 7 days they sat in that ark with the door open, with all of those animals inside, with the sun streaming in through the door. 7 days. And you can even see Noah coming out to the door and shouting at the neighbours, you need to get in, there's only 5 days left, come on. 4 days left, come on, you need to get in. And people saying, man's nuts. They're all living in that thing now up there. All of them in there. And he says they've a full barn load of animals up in it, a load of food stored up in it, and his whole family haven't been out in 5 days. What a nut job. You know, on the seventh day, as they sat looking out at the sunlight, all of a sudden there was a huge bang, massive bang, and the door shut. They didn't shut it. God closed the door. God shut them into the ark. And the Bible says whenever that door shut, things turned very nasty. The sky opened. The rain started to fall. The Bible says that the ground split open and the great wells of water came out of the earth, gushing up. And as the floods came up, they also came down. The ark started to float in the water. And can you imagine all of those people who Noah had been talking about beforehand? All of those people that he'd been speaking to beforehand and saying to them, listen, you need to get in. And those people who said, listen, I fully intend to get on the ark, but you know, I just am so busy. We're running, beating the side of the ark, saying, let us in. We're ready to get in now. He says, it's too late. God shut the door. There's no way in. Can you imagine those people who said, you're a cook, an absolute fruitcake. I mean, you're telling God's going to judge sin, but I've lived this way all my life, and things have always been the same. And yet the day that the invisible God, who couldn't be seen, touched, or heard from, happened. What an awful day. What a day for Noah. Noah's sitting inside the ark, so pleased that his family are safe, and that these animals are all safe, and yet so sad that many of his friends and neighbors are outside. Terrible day. Do you know something? The Bible says that Jesus spoke about Noah. Jesus spoke about Noah and said, listen, there's going to be a day when God is going to judge all of us for our sin. And if we get judged for our sin, he's going to send us to a place called hell. And the thing is, all of us have sinned. There's not one of us who doesn't sin day and daily. An awful thing. And he said, there's only one way to be saved. And Sharon was teaching us that earlier in the memory verse. There's no other name given to men by which they must be saved. So when we trust in Jesus Christ, when we ask him to forgive our sins, when we live our life for him, that is how we enter salvation. That's how we are safe for that day. But you know, these people were outside and they perished. 40 days it rained. 40 days water gushed up out of the earth. Now, I was on the overnight ferry one time from Wales to Dublin, and I was sick as a parrot, and I was only on it overnight. Got off the next morning, I was really sick. These people were on the ark for over a year. Can you imagine? 150 days in, on the 17th of July, the rain had stopped after 40 days, and a wind started to blow over the surface. And all of a sudden, on the 17th of July, there was a massive thump. And the ark stopped moving. All of that backward and forward stopped. And Noah's boat came to rest on a mountain called Ararat. Matthew, you are a rat. Ararat, can you remember that? The mountain's called Ararat. It's in modern-day Turkey. It's on the border with Armenia and Iran. It's the Armenian national symbol. If you ever go to Armenia, if any of you are planning that in your holidays, and you see a mountain on the national badge, that is Mount Ararat. And the boat rested there on the 17th of July. But when they looked out the window, all they could see was more water. On the 1st of October, they looked out the window and they could see the tops of all the other mountains starting to appear as the waters went down. And then what happened was, on mid-November, Noah thought to himself, well, listen, that's over a month now we've been able to see land. We'll send out this bird, a raven. And they sent the raven out like a big blackbird, and it flew about, wah, 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 backward, forward, backward, forward, backward, forward, could find nowhere to land and had to come back to the ark. So he waited for another week. And after a week, he gave the raven a week off, and he sent out a dove. And the dove flew out, and it went out backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards, could find nowhere to land, and Noah stuck out his arm, and it came back into the ark with him. After another week, he sent it out again. And this time it came back with a little thing in his mouth, a little olive branch, a little olive leaf. And it showed him that stuff was starting to grow on the world again. But they didn't leave the ark because God hadn't told them to yet. The following week he released the bird again, and this time it didn't come back. It went away somewhere else and set up its nest. On the 1st of January, Noah ripped the roof off the ark. The whole roof came back off the ark. And on the 27th day of February, God spoke, Noah, it's time for you to come off the ark. It's time for you to have a new start. You and all the animals, I want you to leave, I want you to go, and I want you to multiply and fill the earth. And on that day, there was a symbol in the sky. And that symbol was a rainbow. On that day of a new start, what he said was, listen, today, I'm promising you and all of the animal kind that there will never be a flood that will destroy this whole world again. Never again will I destroy the whole earth with water. What a fantastic privilege it was for Noah to stand there on that day, knowing that he had got a new start, that his family had a fresh start. And that is exactly what's offered to us in the Bible, a new start with God. If you remember this day last year, we learned about the story of Nicodemus. And Jesus said to him, unless a man's born again, he won't see the kingdom of God. And when we come to Jesus and ask for our sins to be forgiven, that's giving us a new start with him. And we've got a promise from God that we will never be destroyed as a result of coming into that relationship with him. And that is my prayer and hope for every single one of you here today. That you come into a relationship with Jesus and that you're safe for all eternity. By the way, when God gave that instruction to come out of the ark, go forth and multiply, there were one set of animals that didn't come out of the ark. They were snakes. And Noah went back into the ark and he said to the snakes, why have you not left? You're told to go out forth and multiply. He said, we can't. We're adders. I'll tell you, you need that one later. I need a drum kit for after this. Listen, let's just pray and then we'll have our quiz. I hope you were listening. Good job. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this story. It really is a tragic story in many ways, and yet a story of great salvation. And Father, the same story will be replayed in history again. There's a day coming when you will judge sin. And Father, very few people will listen. People will mock, people will make fun. People will say, it couldn't happen. Sure, things have always been this way. And yet Jesus said, just as it was in the days of Noah, people will be eating, drinking, giving in marriage, living out their lives, doing what pleases them. And that day will come like a thief in the night. Father, we pray that each one of us will be prepared in Jesus Christ for that day. In his name we pray. Amen. Now, questions. Here is it is called Spaghetti Ark. Okay? Let me explain to you the rules of the quiz and how it works. Maybe a bit unfair, but this side are going to play against this side. Okay? Right. We need somebody to help us represent this side, and we need a representative from this side. Somebody who can tie knots. Any of you? Come on ahead, Georgia. Good stuff. Anybody else on this side able to tie knots? Matthew, come on ahead. Good lad. Right. Georgia, you wait there a minute. And Matthew, you wait here. You're representing your team. Now, what's going to happen is whoever answers the question is going to come, and they're going to select an animal from Noah's Ark. You're going to pull the animal, and the animal then is going to be, it has a piece of string on the back of it. The size of that string is undetermined. Only I know the sequence of the string because I cut it and put it there. You take the string, we'll break it off the animal, and you take it and you tie it to the next piece of string that you get. And whoever at the end of it has the string wins the bounty. Okay? Winner takes all. The side who don't lose everything. Okay? It's all to play for. Let me see where my questions are. 2 seconds. Who wants to go first? Which side? You're all very enthusiastic anyway. I seen a rough movement of hand over this side. Okay. How many sons had Noah? Well done. One ahead. Super job. By the way, supplementary question. What type of lights did they have in the ark? Floodlights. Which one are you going for? Okay, pull. Ooh. Well, let's see. We'll see if we'll break this off. There we are. You can give that to your team rep. Good job. You don't know whether that's a good start or not, because you don't know what side all the rest of them are. Okay. What did God tell Noah to do? No, sure. No, hands up. Hands up. Megan. Good answer. Well done. Come on up, man. What are you going for? What is it? The hippo? Right, grab him there. Pull. So disappointing. So disappointing. It all looks so promising. There we are, Matthew. How did Noah get all the animals this side? How did Noah get all the animals? Adam. He did. He sent them all down. Come on up, pick up on the good stuff. What are you going for? Oh, good choice. Keep pulling. Here, we'll pull them off. Good job. There you go, wee tiny frog, big string. Good job. Right, George, you got it tied up now. Make sure your knot's as small as possible. This side. Who closed the ark door? Adam. Another word for, we'll take God. Good man, well done. Come on ahead. Right, Adam, what are you going for? Oh, there you go. Ooh, good man. Well done. Excellent. Have yourself a seat there. Good man. Now, how long did the rain and floods fall for? Reese. Good, super job. One ahead. 40 days and 40 nights. Oh, man, hold on. There we go. This side. What happened to everybody who wasn't in the ark? What happened to them? What happened? They're dead and they all drowned. Come on, good stuff, well done. Excellent. What are you going for? Frog? Here, hold on. Grab him. You grab. Can you get it? Get a good hard pull. Oh. Oh, boys. Oh, that's a bit disappointing. One frog's got a big long one, one's got a small one. There you go. You hand that over to Matthew. See what he can do with that. Good stuff. That's great. You have a seat again. This side. Why did Jesus say that the flood would be like the end of the world? Because what? The people all drowned. And what did he say would happen if we were judged for our sins? What will happen to us? Supplementary question. What? If we are judged for our sins, what's the opposite? Yeah. We're judged for good stuff. He said that those people were lost. Come on ahead. Now the selection's getting smaller. Ooh, right, a lion. With an average lead. Hard to know what's going on here now at the minute. Who's in the lead? Where, Matthew, did Noah's boat land?
Ararat.
Ararat, good man. Yeah, good man. Where do you want to pick? Here. Good choice, well done. Supplementary question. What did Noah study at university? Architecture. What was the sign that was put in the sky that God would never destroy the whole earth with a flood again. What was the sign in the sky? A rainbow, well done, super job. The choice is limited. Oh, a big elephant with a wee short lead like that. Oh, no. Good job. Here, you hand that over. Good job. Okay, last question for this side. How can we get in to be in heaven with Jesus? How can we get to go to heaven to be with Jesus? Caleb. Asking him to forgive us for our sins. Yeah, that's right. Come on. Good stuff. You've got a big choice. I hope you choose well now. Now, we'll give Matthew a minute to get his tied. I went and have a seat. Now remember, winner takes it all. There's none of this here, everyone's a winner. We're all fair, you know, in modern day schools and everything else, you know, we don't have sports day because there are losers in this, okay? And your team, you may well be a loser, okay? Likewise, you also may be a winner, depending on how the knots have been tied and how you've fared. Right? Good job. What about this bit and this bit? Well, you haven't tied them all. I thought you were doing that when you were... Good stuff. Here, hold on. Right. You do that, and I'll do this, then. Okay. Why is it there? You said you get tied knots, boy. It's all falling apart here. Right. Georgia, I take it you're a bit more proficient from tan knots. Great job. Right. Give me that. Is it there? Right. Okay. Georgia, where's the end of yours? Right. Matthew, take the end of yours and go up beside Georgia there. Go up and stand beside her. And, okay, put your hands just beside at the same level. Oh, no, Georgia, stay still. Right. Remember, Matthew is representing this side. And Georgia is representing... The winners are declared. Here. Georgia, in round off for everybody a sweet there. Good stuff. You'll get one for helping. There you are. Good job. You take them with you. On you go. You can pass them around. Good stuff. Listen, we're going to sing together our last item of praise. What are we singing, Hazel? Mr. Noah built an ark. The people thought it was a lark.